You've tuned in to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Liebig.
The real gangster plays his cards right.
And Michael Costanzo.
What was that that you just read?
Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Doing?
What's up, everybody?
It's time for the episode in which we go over all of the crazy odd news that happened in 2019, our last official episode of the year. It is our year-end oddies. Thank you guys for tuning in. So, for those that are new to the podcast, this week is our special episode where we go over 15 of the craziest odd news stories that actually happened in 2019, and we review them all and just have a blast re-listening and remembering the fun moments we had with them during each week's edition of the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News. Thank you guys for joining us on this episode. I am Rich Liebig.
I'm Michael Costanzo.
And this week, instead of reporting the news, it is our job to go look into the vaults of the Crispy Noodle archives and provide you with all of these crazy and true odd news stories. This is definitely one of my favorite episodes of the entire year. I look forward to this at the end of every year because, you know, it's one of those things that, like, you almost forget, you know, the scope of everything that happened in the past year.
Oh, absolutely. I love looking back and just planning out the episode, because we have this running document for the best odd news. And I mean, it's 4 pages long, tons of odd news stories, lots of debate over which ones deserve to win these awards for these categories that we've come up with. And just getting to review everything and remember all the fun times we've had the past year is a blast in and of itself. And I can't wait to re-listen to all these stories.
That's right. And boy, man, we've got some really good ones. I mean, one of the themes that Mike had this entire year was 2019 is the stupidest timeline. And I think these odd news stories, they've been more and more outrageous.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do we want to just kick it right off?
Yeah.
And jump into
Let's dive in without further ado. It's time for the 5th annual Crispy Noodle Audi Awards, because we don't want to just throw the stories at you. We want them to have a significant meaning. So we give them all a special award that's dear to our odd news hearts.
That's right. And we have the first set of awards is dedicated to the people, the individuals that stood out this year in the odd news. The very first award that we have to give out is for best performance by a female odd news perp. And the award goes to Why Does Meth Make Me Poop? From episode 326.
In Oregon, a female coworker decided to place methamphetamine into her bean dip that she served to coworkers at the Thriftway supermarket that they all worked at, according to cops.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong.
She just wanted to make sure everybody had a good time.
But yeah, you could fall into dysentery with that. So
something about
a modern, that's a, you know what this is? This is a modern day Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
There you go.
Something about the combination of meth and beans just seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, you're going to be on the toilet for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Police charged that 38-year-old Cassandra Medina Hernandez provided the spiked bean dip to a woman who fell ill after consuming it. Oh, there you go.
Well,
so
she got dysentery.
Yeah, there you go.
this is the Oregon Trail all over again.
Yes.
I feel like meth and beans would be a bad combo, because doesn't meth like make you like hyper, and beans obviously gives you a lot of gas and fiber, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like those two things together are probably a bad combo. Does meth make you poop?
Yeah, well, any sort of drugs, I think, if you use it enough, it makes you...
I'm going to look it up.
And you know what? I know this because I was watching Succession, and the one guy poops the bed.
Because of meth?
Yeah, because he's on drugs. It's a fun fact. There you go. You're on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Man, I got to tell you, The internet is an amazing place. I typed in, does meth make you poop? And the first and the first topic is, you know, Quora.com, yeah. The one is a question somebody asked, why does meth make me poop?
There you go. I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. So it's, yeah, there you go.
I always have to take a dump right after. I take good care of my body. I sleep every night, as well as eat twice a day.
That's the clinical term for it.
Okay, well, here we go. Here's the top answer. Methamphetamine is a stimulant and stimulates the entire body, including the digestive tract, initiating and causing more rapid peristalsis, thereby moving the payload into the firing chamber sooner than it would. Yes. This can lead to incomplete digestion and malnourishment. The opposite effect is seen with the use of opiates, leading to constipation. Wow.
There you go. That's all the information.
I just scienced.
That's all the information you've ever wanted to know about drugs and the digestive system.
My bunghole, it goes rakakaka, rakakaka, and then sometimes my bunghole goes
That's actual audio from that lady after the bean
fell
dip.
Ill. Yeah.
So meth and beans, bad combo.
Yes.
And she fell ill. So why did the lady do this in the first place? Why did she decide to put the meth in the bean dip?
So the victim learned that the bean dip may have contained meth, according to the Marion County Sheriff's Office. The 27-year-old victim then told cops that Medina Hernandez, who was working in the store's deli department, provided her with the bean dip.
How did she learn it may have contained meth?
A fellow Thriftway employee told police that Medina Hernandez said that she may have placed drugs inside the bean dip.
Why are all these statements like may or might?
Yeah, wait a minute.
She's like, where did my meth go?
Where did I put those drugs? They're so tiny. Where are they?
Is this like losing a piece of jewelry in a cake or something?
Yeah.
Losing your baggie of meth in the bean dip?
This is the Oregon version of it.
The Oregon version.
Yeah. A second coworker also told investigators that Cassandra sent her a text message that said that I may have placed the meth in the food by accident.
No, you did. Shut up. No, you didn't.
Whoops. It just fell right
in
there.
You're just seasoning it, and you're like, oh, this unmarked baggie with this white powder, this is definitely salt.
It's sugar.
It's sugar.
Yeah. Powdered sugar.
No.
Make the bean dip sweet.
She definitely didn't accidentally do anything.
Yeah.
She was trying to get rid of it.
Wrong. You're wrong.
I love and hate stupid criminals.
Yes. Investigators determined that one other employee also had consumed the bean dip, but luckily she was all right.
Was this for like a company potluck?
I guess so, yeah, like a potluck lunch or something.
She's like, I made bean dip. It may or may not have meth in it. That's for you to find out.
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, good luck. She's spooning out. Good luck. Good luck. Your spoonful might be the one.
Deputies yesterday arrested Medina Hernandez on several charges, including unlawful delivery of meth.
That sounds about right.
That's a unique charge. I don't think we've ever had that phrasing before.
What was it? Unlawful delivery.
Yeah.
Is there a lawful delivery?
Right? Is there?
If she had handed it out, would that have been lawful?
And meth for you. And meth for you.
Did you bring enough for the whole class, Medina?
Yes. She also is charged with recklessly endangering another person.
Yeah, yeah.
Investigators have also followed up and said that there's no reason to believe that customers were served the food. So that's good.
I don't understand the purpose of this bean dip. Was it for the employees or the customers?
It was for the employees. Yeah.
So how do the customers get their hands on this bean dip?
Well, no, I guess the cops have to follow up that.
Oh,
it didn't go out to the public.
Right.
Yeah. Medina Hernandez is being held in the county jail on a $520,000 bail.
Wow.
We've had
stories where people are sexually assaulting each other, and it's like, a couple $100.
Yeah. Oregon doesn't play around.
No, they do not.
Bam.
And this was all by accident, quote unquote.
Yeah. $520,000.
Damn.
Yeah, you ain't going anywhere.
I mean, she kind of deserves it for that unlawful delivery.
Yeah, the unlawful delivery.
Now, if it was lawful, that's only like 300,000.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so watch out the next time your coworkers are bringing you some fancy lunch treats at your next potluck lunch.
Yeah, there's always an ulterior motive.
Yeah. Whoops.
But the oddness doesn't stop there, because we also have an award for the best performance by a male Odd News perp. And this award goes to Walker, Texas Ranger, episode 316.
What started as a walk with a golden retriever turned into a fight for the puppy's life.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Florida man Buddy Ackerman was walking his daughter's dog when the dog was attacked by an alligator.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Wait, I feel like I've heard this story before once.
That's
oh,
why.
No.
It might have been a meth gator. That's why. So, yeah, walking the dog, and all of a sudden, bam, just comes out of nowhere. According to reports, the dog had stopped for a moment to do its business. Ackerman then noticed that there was ripples forming across the pond that the dog was standing next to. Before he knew it, there was an explosion of water from the pond, and the explosion was an alligator breaking the surface of the water and trying to grab the puppy.
Oh, yeah. My God, that's terrifying.
So, bam.
That poor dog.
Yeah, this is it.
Although, I feel like if you're in Florida, you shouldn't let your dog stop next to a still body of water.
Yeah.
That's just a recipe for disaster.
Ackerman found himself in a tug of war over the puppy with the alligator. He says in the eyewitness report, quote, "I slipped and fell on my rear end, and the two of us were tugging with the puppy. I then channeled my inner Walker, Texas Ranger, and what? Roundhouse kicked him."
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you. 'Cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
Oh, yeah.
My God. I had completely forgotten about that theme song.
Yeah, it's a great one, isn't it?
It's the eyes of the ranger are upon you. That is so weird. What is that song even? You don't think of it as a kid, but listening to it back, I'm like, this is truly bizarre.
It means he's watching over you.
And the
you.
Last line, look behind you, because that's where the ranger's going to be.
Yeah. What? He's right behind. Yeah, the ranger is ready.
Is he a... Oh, my God.
He's Jesus.
Wow.
He's Texas Jesus.
Texas Jesus.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you. 'Cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
Yeah!
It is a truly bizarre song.
Well,
like, from just the normal speaking cadence to the weird, like, melodic undertones to the really darkly threatening last line, like, he's behind you. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Did I just get threatened by a 90s television theme song?
Well,
no
matter what you felt, according to Ackerman, that's what channeled him to be brave.
That inner Walker, Texas.
And roundhouse kick the alligator.
You can't roundhouse kick an alligator. It's on the ground.
I guess,
isn't a roundhouse kick supposed to be like up in the air?
I guess maybe it was more of a swinging kick, maybe, or something.
The point is
he kicked the alligator.
I don't think this dude knows what a roundhouse kick is.
No.
And secondly, I think
he just assumes any sort of round motion with his legs is a roundhouse kick.
I was walking down the street roundhouse kicking. They're like, do you mean just normally swinging your legs? Yeah, exactly.
You mean running?
I was roundhouse kicking the ground.
Yeah, take that.
Take that ground.
Sounds like a Chuck Norris fact. Chuck Norris roundhouse kicks the ground. He doesn't run.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is.
Yes.
So he roundhouse kicked the alligator, which I assume is just curb stomping it.
Some sort of kick that finally freed the dog loose. And he said the thing opened his mouth, and that's when he landed a second big hit to drive the alligator away.
After it opened, so it opened its mouth.
Yes.
And he kicked it in the head.
Yes. And
it almost sounds like he tried to kick it in the mouth, which would have been really dumb.
Yeah. Well, he is trying to use Walker Texas Ranger as his main primary method to deal with an alligator. So, wouldn't surprise me if that's the situation.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you. 'Cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
Also, does this mean Florida has now, like, out-Texas Texas?
I think so.
Because
we've never had a story of a Texan roundhouse kicking an alligator, summoning their inner Walker Texas Ranger.
Right. I have not heard of a Texan referencing Walker Texas Ranger to deal with a crime.
So we have to officially rearrange the states. Florida's the new Texas. Tennessee's the new Florida. Texas is the new, I don't know, something. What's a nothing state?
Yeah. New Mexico?
New Mexico, sure. I was going to say Montana. You said New Mexico. Either or works.
New Montana.
New Montana.
There you go.
Oklahoma stays Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania's the best state ever. There you go. That's the new United States. We figured it out. I don't know what we were aiming to do. But to your point, yes, Florida is the new Texas.
Yeah. I mean, they're still living in Walker, Texas Ranger, apparently.
I mean, they're more Texas than Texas. You're right.
I bet you on some stations in Florida, it just comes on like a loop. Yeah. Just Walker Texas Ranger 24/7, you know, on like their like local channel 5 or something.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Just stay tuned for another 5 hours of Walker Texas Ranger.
I want to know if it's still
and then it's the 11 o'clock news.
I mean, that's.
And then it's another 5 hours of Walker Texas
it's
Ranger.
It's constantly 5 hours, then the news. 5 hours, then the news.
Yeah.
That is just amazing programming scheduling right there. Can't think of anything better.
The dog didn't belong directly to Ackerman. The dog is his daughter's, and he was watching it while she was on vacation. Ackerman says that the dog is sore from his injuries, but is expected to make a full recovery from the alligator attack. So it all ends
that's good
for the dog, but... Wow, I don't know if my first instinct would be to channel my inner Walker Texas Ranger.
I don't have an inner Walker Texas Ranger. I don't know, who has an inner Walker Texas Ranger?
Floridians.
Apparently.
Yeah, so there you go. Why not? Channel your Chuck Norris. Channel your inner Walker Texas Ranger sometime this week for Ackerman and Chuck Norris.
Of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you. 'Cause that's where the ranger's gonna be.
Look, anytime that we get a chance to play the Walker Texas Ranger theme, I'm going to play it.
Oh,
it's that simple.
Absolutely.
So thank you to that dude.
Yes. thank you very much.
Yes.
Now, next up is a new category. We honor the individuals, but this time we're honoring the best ensemble cast. And the award goes to Bulletproof Stars from episode 302.
Two Arkansas men decided on Sunday night that they were going to take turns shooting one another while each wore a bulletproof vest, according to police.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong.
And that class is called natural selection.
Yes.
I think that's the whole story.
What a wonderful way to spend a Sunday night.
How does that conversation happen?
Hey, Mike, you got a vest?
I got a bulletproof vest.
Well, let's put it to the test. I got my rifle here.
Oh, snap. That sounds like a good time.
All right, now me. Do me.
Yeah.
My turn. I think that's it. I think that's the story.
That's how it happened.
But here's what the news report says. As detailed in the affidavit, 50-year-old Charles Ferris and 36-year-old Christopher Hicks. This is not young guys here.
These are not dumb teens. These are people that have hypothetically lived life and learned lessons.
Yeah.
Apparently not enough.
They were drinking late Sunday night on the back.
There you go.
Yep. On the back deck of Ferris's residence when they came up with this bright idea to shoot themselves.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong.
Ferris grabbed his bulletproof vest and told Hicks to shoot him.
You know, I don't think bulletproof vests are like the invincibility star in Super Mario. Like, no, I'm pretty sure you still get broken ribs and bruises and like it doesn't make you impervious to damage. You know what I mean? You can't just go shooting people, especially not your friends, just because they have a bulletproof vest on. Like, what happens if your aim is a few inches off? There you go.
Yeah, I have my bulletproof vest on.
This is what they were applying as they were shooting each other.
So Hicks followed out the order, grabbed his .22 caliber rifle, and fired into Ferris's chest.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess at least it was a small caliber, but it doesn't make it okay. That doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm okay! Yay! So when the vest stopped the bullet, Ferris was left with a welt on his chest. Then it was Hicks' turn. Hicks then donned the bulletproof vest. So Ferris, who later told cops he was pissed that he actually did get shot.
What?
I guess he didn't think he was actually going to do it.
You don't get to be pissed about something like this.
Yeah. He then grabbed his handgun and unloaded the clip into Hicks.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you bastard.
Jeez.
I didn't tell you to actually do it.
Oh, my God. How are these guys still alive?
It's okay. You're supposed to have the star power. So luckily, none of the rounds penetrated the bulletproof vest, according to investigators, but Hicks was severely bruised.
Well, yeah.
When Ferris sought medical treatment for the injury, hospital workers then summoned police. Instead of admitting that he and Hicks had shot each other, Ferris initially spun a wild tale about coming under fire.
Oh my, really? Coming under fire. What is this, a war zone in Arkansas?
We were just drinking and all of a sudden bombs went out.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're just drinking on the front lines of Arkansas.
Who would invade Arkansas?
Oh my god.
name one faction that would invade Arkansas.
People from Kansas that want their name back. Was the story they settled on. Yeah, we got into an all-out firefight.
We were just drinking, minding our own business, and all of a sudden, the damn liberals came out of nowhere.
Oh man!
Started a firefight.
Those liberals with their guns. You know how much liberals love guns, Rich.
I don't know. What else? I don't know.
I don't know.
What else can you expect?
Who else would be invading Arkansas?
Who else would randomly just invade Arkansas?
Nobody.
The damn Nazis.
The damn Nazis.
The neo-Nazis. Nazis. I thought it was my cousin, but then he started opening fire on us. Like, what? What else?
I mean, who says that their cousins wouldn't open fire on them, though? It is Arkansas. Jesus.
So
they tried to spin this tale of getting into this huge, like, war,
yeah,
like, firefight.
Yeah. Like, they thought...
They were open fire.
We were under fire. That's what it says here in the police report.
Under fire, okay. Did they specify... They specify who or where or like what were they doing with bulletproof vests? So suppose this story, here's the thing. Suppose this story is accurate. They came under fire. Yes, true. We accept that notion. That means we also have to accept the fact that they went out that night wearing bulletproof vests just because.
I'm invincible like Super Mario. Shoot me now, copper. See? Whee! I'm invincible.
It's a me, Brain Dead Redneck. Like, so they're wearing their bulletproof vests. They're going out. They're hanging out with their bulletproof vests on.
Yep.
And they just came under fire.
Fortunately,
thank God they decided to wear those bulletproof vests as a fashion statement.
Boy, man.
That evening. They,
perfect timing.
Yeah.
We should make it mandated. Everybody has to wear a bulletproof vest.
I'm starting to wonder, like, in their version of, in their history, in this version, their bulletproof vest is just, what, like, fashion.
Yeah.
That's just... the newest trend, the hottest trend.
Well, it goes underneath my suit when I go to work on Monday.
Right, because you never know when you're going to get attacked with rifle fire at work.
Yeah.
Unreal. Absolutely unreal. So I take it that nobody believed that version of events.
Nope, especially when the wife told police what actually happened.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. The wife
is like, my husband's an idiot. Please take him away.
Yeah.
Please take him away.
You know what? I applaud this woman.
Yes.
Just, no. My husband is a moron. Please arrest him.
That's amazing. That she needs a medal.
Yeah.
She needs a medal is what she needs. She's been with this person, Rich. This is only the latest of possibly a long string of things that he's done.
Yeah. Both men were arrested in connection with an aggravated assault charge. They were released
that
on...
That is really funny.
They were released on a $5,000 bond.
That is hilarious that they both got charged with aggravated assault against the other, even though they agreed to do it.
Yeah. Like,
I love this story because it is so asinine. It's just
every
it's
part of it is great.
Every part of it is just perfect. It's just like a piece de resistance. It's amazing.
What else are you going to do on a Sunday night?
Right, in Arkansas.
In Arkansas, yeah.
What? Name one thing in Arkansas other than Little Rock and these two people. Nothing.
They got nothing. Except shooting each other.
That's it. That is the pastime. The state pastime.
Yeah, guys, the original title for that award was going to be the dumbest odd news story, because that literally is...
Sheer stupidity.
Yeah. Literally, your brain just turned off. You have just no thought process, no critical thinking in that odd news story.
None whatsoever. But there is a little bit of critical thinking involved in some odd news stories. That's why this next category is for best odd news by a smart criminal.
Quote unquote smart
quote
criminal.
Unquote. That's right. The award goes to Weird Names and Weddings from episode 327.
A Texas man has been arrested after his fiance saw a social media post of him robbing a bank the day before his wedding so he could pay for the rings and the venue of the ceremony.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong.
I mean, that's just good fiscal responsibility right there.
Yeah, he knew he wasn't going to be able to pay for it. So,
you know, should want somebody that is responsible with their finances.
Yeah.
You know, and that guy is thinking ahead. He's thinking long term. He's like, you know what? If we take out a loan, it's just going to set us back. So he's being proactive. Would you want somebody to be proactive or reactive? He's being proactive. There
yes,
you go.
Yes, and it's perfectly in time for the
it's
wedding.
Beautiful.
Yes, he's very forward thinking.
Exactly. So I see nothing wrong with this. This is not news. This is just being good, financially responsible young adults.
He's so forward thinking that he's tripping over the present.
Wow.
Yeah. How do you like that?
That was good.
So Heath Edward Bumpus. What a
no.
Name.
The Bumpus Hounds?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I reject this story.
The
Bumpus Hounds.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, man.
Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us.
Bumpuses! Oh my god!
I
totally didn't even make that connection. Good one, Mike.
Thank you.
Oh,
Christmas story is never far from my mind and my heart.
Oh my god. I love it, the fact that at the end he just yells like random incoherent. Yeah.
This story cannot possibly be real. This guy's name is Bumpus.
Yes.
Come on.
He had the Bumpus Hounds when he was a kid, obviously.
Apparently, yeah.
I can't take this guy seriously now. Heath Edward Bumpus from Crockett, Texas, was charged with aggravated robbery and booked into the county jail for allegedly approaching a bank teller at the local Citizens Bank.
Oh, that's where I go.
Yeah. That's where all the Bumpus Hounds bank.
Yeah, Citizens Bank, yeah. Citizens Bank, the bank of Bumpuses.
Yeah. He informed the teller that he had a weapon and then demanded money from her. After receiving news of the robbery...
The weapon part, that's a felony, isn't it?
Sheriff Woody Wallace...
No, come on. This story has got to be fake. You got Bumpus, you got Woody Wallace in Crockett, Texas? Jesus Christ. I can't imagine him... You know, everything about this story sounds fake, Rich.
Oh my god, yeah, Woody's here.
Woody Wallace.
Woody's here. Sheriff Woody's on the case.
Sheriff Woody. Oh my god. Like Toy Story.
Yes,
Sheriff
it's
Woody?
Exactly Toy Story.
Oh my god.
Sheriff.
All right, one more fake name, and this story is officially ridiculous and fake.
Okay. Sheriff Woody Wallace immediately posted pictures of the suspect on the Trinity County Sheriff's Facebook page. It was then that Bumpus's fiance saw the Facebook post and recognized him. His fiance, who he was supposed to marry the next day, was able to get in touch with them after she saw the post on Facebook. She contacted him and asked him if he had robbed a bank.
Hey, quick question. Did you happen to rob a bank recently? No, honey. Why would you even suggest that?
Are you sure? Do you remember walking into a bank?
No. Oh, my God. What was the fiance's name? Was it also ridiculous? Oh, come on.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get three of a kind here.
Okay.
So that's when she asked him to turn himself into police.
Okay.
Bumpus took his fiance's advice to heart, and he decided to turn himself into the Houston County Courthouse. Well,
wow.
He went right to the main.
Yeah, so let's just get... Just get it over and done with. That's so weird.
No. If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down at the Houston one, not at this freaking Crockett, Texas BS. I'm going to drive all the way down to Houston.
That is so bizarre. Why would you go to the courthouse? Why wouldn't you go to the police? Just skip like seven levels. He's just like,
well, it's
to all the way to the Houston one too, right?
He's got the spirit of the Bumpus Hounds. You know, you just keep running and running and running.
Right, exactly.
He just smelled turkey and turkey.
He grabbed his turkey and he went straight to the courthouse.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to look up where Crockett is in relation to, you said he went to Houston?
Yeah, he went to the actual Houston County Courthouse. So he said that the reasoning behind the robbery was because he hadn't purchased the wedding rings yet. And then he said he also didn't have enough money to cover the cost of the wedding venue as well. Wallace says that most of the money was recovered along with clothes that he threw out of the window.
Houston
during his escape.
2 hours away.
Yeah.
There's nothing closer.
He wanted to go in the big joint.
This dude did not want to get married.
Yeah.
This dude did not want to get married. Okay, first, he robs a bank the day before, and then he's like, you're right. I better turn myself in. Where's the nearest court? Oh, 2.5 hours away. That's the closest place to turn myself in. Not the Crockett Police Station, but the Houston Courthouse? Google yeah. Maps says it's 2.25 hours away from Crockett. And Google Maps never lies.
Yeah, sorry, honey. I gotta go all the way here.
That's ridiculous. Let me see. What happens if you avoid tolls? No, it's yeah. still the same distance.
So luckily most of the money was recovered. So everything's good for that bank. But wow, I didn't realize
that dude does not want to get married at all.
I don't know about you, but if you want to get out of a wedding, that's a pretty good idea to get out of a wedding.
I mean, it's like the most rock solid way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be able to attend a wedding if you're in jail.
That's right. Exactly. So some would say that's pretty unlucky, but we thought that the unluckiest person of 2019 has to go to this story, Sexy Bushes from episode 320.
This is true. In Sheffield, England, 84-year-old Keith Tyson has been carefully trimming the hedge outside his home into the shape of a tastefully nude lady.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
However, the elderly gardener says that he's been awakened in the early hours of the morning by lowlives who straddle his beloved bush. Yep.
That really speaks a lot.
I thought you said this was odd news.
Well,
Bob's used to doing that. that speaks a lot more
I
to like
fuck a bush.
Women of England, I think, if anything.
This is a regular Friday night for you, Bob.
I would rather straddle a bush than talk to some local woman of England.
He says in the news article, quote, "I've been awakened many times, mainly by men messing with her and making a lot of noises. One was actually shagging her."
Wait, mainly men. So
yes, there are some women.
Wait, there's a woman fucking a branch?
Yeah, there's some women. Yeah.
Dude, how them on the branch?
How shagadelic.
He must have missed a spot.
Dude, I wonder how good this guy is at trimming bushes, though.
Yeah.
If he can look that fuckable.
If there's that many guys fucking the bush, it's probably a good looking bush.
Yeah, yeah, actually.
Was he upset when the 80s were done?
He says in the news article, quote, "I need it to stop. People are messing with it, which changes the shape of her legs and thighs, which is annoying because I spend a lot of time trying to keep her in good order down there."
Wow. So I'm going to tell you this right now.
Imagine when somebody gets her pregnant.
There's nothing fucking odd about that story. Why wouldn't he trim a bush to be a naked woman? And why wouldn't somebody fuck that bush if they saw it?
Because I have one more thing to add to the story.
Okay.
Oh, plot twist.
Let him finish his story.
Let him fucking finish.
So
you're a bad guest.
So Keith, he came up with the idea for the bush that he calls Gloria. First, he named her after a prostitute.
Wow. Gloria Hole.
That Gloria must have been a fun time.
That Gloria Hole.
Named a bush after her.
And then he says, quote, "This started with my original idea. Originally, I was going to do a monster that was headbutting a lamppost."
Originally, I was going to do RoboCop.
I would totally fuck that. Fuck the RoboCop.
It was RoboCop the entire time.
Yeah, I'd be fucking that bush.
It's RoboCop on a woman's body.
Yes.
How does he go from somebody headbutting a lamppost to that?
What would a head... like? Was there a lamppost that the bush would be headbutting? Or is the bush both of those things?
I guess maybe he has a lamppost in his yard and maybe the monster was going to look like he was headbutting it.
He got halfway through the monster. He said, you know, it looks kind of like a woman.
Yeah,
let's give that monster a nice bush.
Yeah, this monster needs some tits.
Give that monster some curves.
Do they have any pictures? Like,
yeah, it's online. It's online.
Hold on, let me Google this.
Yeah, I got to see some pictures. I want to see a...
What should I Google? Should I do naked
hot
lady
bush?
Keith Tyson?
Bush.
You might want to do Keith Tyson.
Keith Tyson.
Yeah.
Keith, wait, that's a weird spelling.
Keith Tyson's hot bush.
Those damn English.
Keith Tyson's bush.
So he says...
Welcome, Keith Tyson, designer and silversmith.
Yes. So he said...
Holy
shit. Oh, wait,
shit.
Mike found it. There you go.
Oh, it doesn't help that he puts pearls on it.
Oh, my God.
I'd Mike fuck that bush. No,
Wait. Did she always have that pearl necklace, or did some dude put that
on? It looks like that Stephen King sketch, a creep show.
You said the guy's name is Keith Towson, right? Tyson, yeah.
Next, he's going to be putting like sexy.
Oh, my God. Is that Magneto?
So he says.
Look at him. It's Magneto.
It's Magneto. So Magneto.
That's not a sexy bush. She's got droopy boobs.
Next, they're going to be putting like sexy lingerie on her.
You can see the branches. Looks like veins.
They're going to put a dental dam in there just to be like, don't fuck my bush.
He put a fucking pearl necklace on it.
Yeah, that's weird. I just said. That's weird.
So he says that 2 years into the making, he transformed his idea from a monster into a maiden and claims that it is his masterpiece. He says that he doesn't want to report these disturbances to the cops, but he may have to the next time a shag
but he will
happens
press.
With Gloria. Yeah. He wants to go to the press first before he actually files charges.
Is that him, too? He made a train?
That's so weird.
Yeah. So, look, there you go.
A bunch of other bushes.
Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this. There's nothing weird about the story. But then when you actually see the bush, that's not an attractive bush.
No, Bob's been around a lot of bushes.
Yeah, she's got saggy boobs.
Bob has had sex with a lot of foliage. Okay.
Look, dendrophilia is a real deal, okay?
Well, the fact that you knew the term is really impressive.
Hey, I've seen Can't Hardly Wait.
Mm. He's always looking for a good maple.
No, there's nothing. I don't see anybody wanting to fuck this. I think he's full of shit.
Do we have a picture of the monster slamming its head? Do you have that one? I'd really like to see what that looks like.
Look at those boobs.
Well, no, you would
that probably got
one.
Boobs, too.
It looks like a monster.
There you go. Bob is our now landscape expert.
This is kind of a tragic story because, really, he's sculpting himself a partner. I mean, he's sculpting himself.
Yeah, he's lonely.
An old topiary.
I don't know. He looks a little flamboyant.
The best sex he's ever had.
He looks like a flamboyant.
I mean, look the way he folds his arms. I think he might
Abraham Lincoln chin strap going.
Yeah, he might be homosexual. Nothing wrong with
because
that.
Because of how he folds his arms.
Yeah. Well, that shirt. Like, there's something weird about how he wears that shirt.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, he tucks his shirt in. That dude definitely smokes pole.
Oh, man. You know, I don't think Mr. Costanzo would like that. You know, Mr. Costanzo, he's very into his gardening and his bushes and everything outside. I don't think he would like if sexy bushes happened to him outside in his front lawn.
Can't defile the bushes.
No.
So we've had a lot of great performances, but of course, we have to remember the true stars of the show. Us.
Yeah.
Rich. So this last award is for the best performance by Rich and Mike. And I can't think of a better story than this one. Maybe it's Felony. Maybe it's Maybelline from episode 326.
During a traffic stop early on Sunday morning, Jacqueline Hubbard did not hesitate at all when a Florida cop asked if she had any drugs on her person. The 59-year-old Hubbard, who was in the front seat not wearing a seatbelt, then confidently told the patrolman that, quote, "Let me see what I have in my felony purse."
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong.
Yes, this is my felony purse.
What did I just say about the stupidest timeline? What did I just say, society?
This is what we have to work
my
with.
My felony purse?
Yes.
What in the hell is a felony purse, and why do you have one? Well, that is amazing.
So here,
let me see what I have in my felony purse.
I think she was trying to throw the patrolman off with sarcasm.
Are you sure?
That's what I'm going to go with.
I think you're giving way too much credit to Florida.
You think she actually designs this as her felony purse?
I think she actually, she's like, look, if I'm going down, it's got to be with a bang. All the felonies in one purse. The guns, the drugs, I don't know what else you could have in there that would be a felony.
Well, my logic was maybe she's trying to use sarcasm to be like...
To disarm the cop.
Right.
The cop be like, oh, you're so funny. Oh, that's fine. I'll let you off with a warning.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
I don't know. If somebody says, let me check my felony purse, I'm paying real close attention to what's in the felony pouch purse thing.
Well, either way, it is what you thought. The purse, which Hubbard wore around her neck, contained 2 grams of crack rocks,
wow,
a bag of cocaine, 2 glass crack pipes,
holy
and
crap,
a handgun.
What in... Oh, my God. Why?
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah, she's ready to do... Ready for anything with the felony purse.
This was all in a purse around her neck?
Yeah, like, you know.
That's a lot. That's purse. A lot, though. Like, just... 2 pipes?
Yes.
And a gun?
One's not enough.
One? No, you need 2. you gotta double fist them, you know? You got 2 different kinds going at once. Does she have anything that wasn't illegal in her felony purse?
No. That's why it's called a felony purse.
No money, no, not just crack pipes and guns.
Yeah, and cocaine.
Florida.
It's actually
2019.
It's actually
the stupidest timeline.
It's actually a style statement.
Right.
You have your regular purse and then you have your felony purse.
Yeah, you know, everybody's got to go when the season's changing to get, you know, the new fall felony purses,
right,
that they have out there at Macy's and wherever else they carry felony purses.
Yes.
Don't sue us, Macy's.
This is where
where do you think you can buy a nice felony purse? You can get a felony purse anywhere, but where do you get like
Publix? That's the only, maybe some Publix?
Yeah.
Yes. Here, oh, come on down the fourth aisle of the Publix supermarket. You can get your felony purse.
And here we have Janice styling the new Neiman Marcus felony purse.
Yes.
It's made with supple Carthinian leather.
This felony purse is red and blue, the same colors, ooh, of the cops that will arrest you.
You'll definitely want this floral print for the fall season. Ooh. And look at that beautiful tassel zipper. Perfect.
And if you look over here, here's our white felony purse, perfectly, ooh, suited to hide your cocaine. Yes, it blends in all together.
And what I really love about this one is look at that, a holster built into it.
Oh, that is
the perfect merger of beauty and practicality.
Yes, functionality, yes, practicality, and style when you go to jail.
Oh, amazing.
All available at your local Publix supermarket in Florida. Just march down the fourth aisle, you'll find
there you
it.
Go.
I want to have a fashion show now with the felony purses.
My God, I feel like it's a great business opportunity.
Yeah,
here.
Obviously. Yeah, this
Florida
might...
alone, would you'd be in the black.
This is obviously a style statement for criminals.
I mean, when you really want to flaunt it. When you're comfortable with your felonies and you just want to flaunt it, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, if you got it, work it.
All right. Maybe it's felony. Maybe it's Maybelline.
I hate you so much.
For Maybelline.
they
gotta capitalize on this right now.
I mean, you gotta strike while the iron's hot. You gotta, you know, it's in the public mindset. You gotta do it. Oh my God.
Maybe it's felony. Maybe it's Maybelline. So, Maybelline, I'm gonna be expecting a call for an offer on a future ad.
Yeah,
so let me
know. I think you're owed some royalty checks.
Yeah, let me know what's a good time for you in 2020.
Definitely reach out.
Yep.
So that wraps up the first set of awards dedicated to the people, the individuals, the stars of the Odd News. Next up, we have a set that's a little bit different. We noticed a weird trend that there seems to be a lot of religious stuff going on in 2019.
I mean, we are coming off of the holidays.
That's right. That's right.
It's appropriate.
It's a time to remember the important things, you know, your faith during this time. And that's why this first award goes to the best, quote unquote, believer odd news story of 2019. And the award goes to Self-Driving Jesus from episode 307.
A 70-year-old Florida motorist was arrested Tuesday after an off-duty cop spotted the suspect driving the car moving forward, but at the same time, he was sitting on the sunroof of his Cadillac sedan.
What?
Yes. Think about this. The car is moving forward.
Yeah.
And he is on, he's sitting on top of the sunroof.
So outside the car?
Yes.
How's he managing this?
Maybe cruise control. Maybe he activated the cruise control and that's how he's...
How is he steering? Does he have his... Oh, does he have his legs through?
Oh, maybe he's got his legs on the steering wheel.
So he set cruise control and he's steering with his feet.
Maybe.
Wow.
There you go. Anyway, the point is...
ballsy.
This cop spotted the 70-year-old driving while somehow sitting on the sunroof at the same time.
Oh, my God. And you said this was on the highway?
Yes. 70... Oh. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy's bold.
Jeez.
70
One wrong move, and it's just all over.
70-year-old Leonard Olaf Olson was traveling on Interstate 4 at 1 p.m.
Wow.
In the middle of the day.
Wow. I gotta admit, I'm kind of impressed at this whole thing.
That's when the sheriff's deputy spotted him recklessly driving the vehicle.
God, it must be terrifying being a Florida cop. You're just sitting there minding your business.
Vroom,
70 miles an hour. Was that person sitting outside his car? You turn to your partner, you're like, did you see that? He's like, nah, couldn't have been.
No. Are we on drugs?
Are we on drugs? Yeah. What was in these donuts?
Well, guess what?
What?
You want to take a guess at how fast he was going?
Oh, man. It's either something stupidly slow or, like, outrageously fast. I don't know. I'm going to go outrageously fast. I'm going to say he was doing, like, 90.
The deputy clocked him going 100 miles per hour.
Wow.
This dude just doesn't give an F.
Dude, that means he set the cruise control for 100 and then climbed out of his sunroof.
Yes!
That is terrifying.
Yes.
What?
At that point, the deputy called in Florida Highway Patrol officers.
Oh, my God. How do you even get out of the car without the car just completely losing control and killing everyone?
He did it.
Because cars, like, naturally, like, drift, you know?
Yeah, but I guess maybe he had his feet on the steering wheel or something to keep it in check.
But, you stumble a little bit. And
hey, you're going 100 miles per hour. You're going to feel it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So Florida Highway Patrol officers were then sent to pull Olson over.
I would just be laughing my ass off the entire time.
After a couple of miles with their flashing lights on, they pulled him over. He was alone. And then they asked him, why were you on top of the sunroof?
What did he say?
Olson explained, quote, I figured the car can drive itself. It has a gigantic computer in it.
Oh, my God.
And then I thought right now would be a good time to praise God.
Why?
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. God is an awesome God.
So, right now, while going 100 miles per hour on the highway, I think this is a good time to pray to Jesus.
Not just pray to Jesus, but actually physically get out of your car.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow. So, again, it must be terrifying being a cop because you're sitting there, 100 miles an hour, the dude's outside of his car, but also praising God. Arms outstretched, face up, staring into the sun.
Yes. Praise be.
Praise be.
Praise be. Thank you.
Why?
Why? Oh, my gosh.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. With wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
This is like a different rendition of
this
song.
Yes, it is. I needed to pull the extended edition for this one.
Wow.
Woo.
So many twists and turns in this story.
So he thought right now would be a good time to be religious and praise God. But unfortunately, the cops didn't view that as convenient. He was booked into the county lockup on a reckless driving charge. So,
is there a charge above reckless driving? Because that's what I think this was.
Yeah.
He was outside the car. Hold on, legal loophole. Is that driving?
If he's using his feet to steer...
That's what we assumed. We still don't really know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he has to be steering somehow, right?
Yeah.
Or does he actually have, like, a self-driving car? Like, is it a Tesla?
No, this can't be a Tesla.
Well, what was it? Does it say?
Oh, Cadillac. There you go. It was a Cadillac.
So it's definitely not a self-driving car.
Yeah, it's not a Tesla or a smart car.
He just assumed it was self-driving because it had a computer.
Right. The fancy thinking computer in it.
Wow. Wow. What type of world does that guy live in where a computer equals self-driving autonomous vehicles?
And I can praise God going 100 miles per hour on the speedway.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. God is an awesome God.
Well, that guy is a true believer, because I don't know anybody that would do anything like that.
Yeah, takes real faith.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes you need to have a physical product.
That's right. Something to hold on to.
Right. You know, sometimes faith isn't enough. You need to have that rock solid product in your hand. And we couldn't think of a better religious product to talk about. For the best religious product of 2019 category, than the e-rosary, which actually is a real product that we talked about on episode 330. What? Now, the rosary is going mobile.
Okay.
The Vatican has announced the launch of the e-rosary.
Oh.
God is an awesome God.
Was this really a thing that needed to happen?
Apparently it is. So come with me for the ride.
Is it? Please tell me it's literally just a static image of a rosary that people just put their thumb on.
No.
No?
No. Nope.
What other features? Do you get notifications?
So October apparently is the month of the rosary. So.
Well, they're late. October's over.
Yeah, if you're...
This show literally comes out the last day of October.
Yeah, so if you're listening right now, you got to go pray for the rosary right now.
Hold on, wait. Is the app currently available?
Well, no. Actually, the app might be. But anyway,
What's it called?
E-Rosary.
I'm going to download it.
But you also... It's supposed to be paired with a device. The e-rosary is an app-driven device that can be worn as a bracelet. To activate it, you must use the device and make a sign of the cross with it. Once activated, the wearer can choose between three different options to pray. There's the standard rosary, a contemplative rosary, or a thematic rosary, which will be updated. Ha-ha! So now we'll have weekly updates.
God is an awesome God.
The e-rosary.
No, time out. I'm getting the app right now.
Okay.
I'm actively downloading it as we speak. This is something that's happening. It's developed by the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network.
Yes, this is legit.
It has a personal health assistant.
To let you know how you're feeling?
You can count steps and calories burned while you're praying. They just threw that in there. Like, I don't know, what are the kids like? Step counters, let's do it.
Yeah, put that in there.
It's so weird.
So in addition to that, the device will show the user's progress through each prayer and will keep track of every rosary completed.
Wow. Do you get like badges for completing a streak or like,
right, yeah.
like can they gamify it? You got to gamify all right. These apps nowadays. What about microtransactions? Oh, wait, let me see. Are there microtransactions?
There's got to be like achievements or something.
There's no microtransactions, but for some reason, 300 megabytes. Why?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
The interactive device is a push from the church to reach millennials and Generation Z.
I'm sorry. That's not the way to do it. without getting too political and religious, that's they're going about this the whole wrong way.
All those kids, they have the apps. You gotta make an app.
So, all right. So I'm setting up the app right now. It wants to click to pray e-rosary. Would like to use Bluetooth. Connect your smart beads.
Yes, you're supposed to have the smart beads.
I'm
yeah.
going to not allow because I don't have them. Wants to send notifications. I'm going to not allow. Let me see. Stay, pray and calm. And stay healthy. There's two different things here. Oh, you got to sign in with Facebook or Google.
Yes.
I'm not that.
They're trying to get you.
This was a fun experiment, but should I sign in with Google?
Go ahead.
What is? I don't want to do this, Rich.
So
it's too religious for me. It's burning my hand as I'm holding my phone. Oh, that's just the battery heating up.
Yeah.
No, it's really weird. It's a slick looking. It's a slick looking app, though.
Well, obviously.
I gotta say, like I'm looking
it's
at
from the Pope.
Look, man, if you there's some shoddy apps out there. This is for all, you know, for what it is, it's nice. Like, look at the art.
Oh, look at that. Like, nice and calm.
Like, look, like it's not bad. Oh. Like, it's nice. It's got like a this big button here. See, it's a fairly.
There you go.
I'm only showing Rich the sign-in page. But I mean, like, there's apps that look like they're just mobile web versions of their website, you know?
So, like Mike said, the project is part of the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network. And it's trying to bring together the best of church's spiritual tradition and the latest advances of the technological world, according to the Vatican. If you want to get the e-rosary spiritual beads, they are available to buy now for the cheap price of $110.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Wow, only $110.
That's way too much.
Yeah, there you go. You can
But I guess it's an activity tracker too.
You can publish how many times you say the rosary and brag to all your Facebook friends.
I mean, it's a stylish looking thing.
Take that, Jill. I've been praying the rosary 5 days in a row.
Yeah, Jill. I don't know. You're so mad. Yeah, Jill.
Jill, she's always thinking I'm not that holy, but guess what? Now I am. Bam.
Look at how stylish it is. Like, I can imagine if you're religious, like this would be pretty stylish right there. Like, it's not bad.
Yeah, look at that.
So I'm going to try and describe it here.
It's
so it's
black
like
black and gray.
It's black and gray. It's brushed metal and
oh yeah. It's like something Apple would make.
It's absolutely like an Apple device.
Yeah. Why isn't Apple being on it, Mike? You should be all over this.
Well, I'm sure they're coming out with their own thing. You know, Apple has all their proprietary stuff. It looks like it charges wirelessly, though. It's sitting on like some sort of stand or whatever.
Perfect.
This is so weird. I love the pictures here where it says your personal health assistant, right? And it has this picture of this dude in a t-shirt and sweats, and he's like sitting by this lake and his hands are folded and his head is pressed up against him and he's like deep in contemplative thought.
Yes.
Like he's just thinking so hard about his personal health. You know what I mean? By this lake. It's just
by the lake. Oh, nothing gets me more focused than the lake.
Right. It's just really, it's just weird. Like it's a sweet notion, but I don't think this has a lot of traction with our generation.
What? I can't brag? You don't want to brag to your fellow friends about how many times you pray?
Not particularly, no. Yeah, I feel bad because it's just it's so out of touch.
Yep.
You know?
But this is official. This is from the Vatican. So if you're interested, you can purchase the e-rosary interactive beads for $110.
I'll say this. They have a pretty good like update history for the app. Like it seems like they're updating it regularly.
Yeah, so you can pray new rosaries. There you go. All the rosaries your heart can handle.
That's right.
You want more? Well, guess what? We're going to get you all the rosaries you want.
It's got 3.8 out of 5 stars, so it's not bad. I'm just amazed this is real.
Yes, this is a real thing.
I can't get over this. Like, I'm looking at it in the App Store, and I just... I can't believe they thought that this was a thing, that they went out... Like, think about this. The Vatican has enough money that they paid app developers. They paid back-end support. They paid a manufacturer to make a smart device. You could have given that money to poor kids to build a well in some third world country.
Oh, no, 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 no. We got to focus on the Generation Z and millennials, all right? We need to reach out to
the two generations
first.
That have no money to donate to worthy causes.
Yeah.
Like, this is the problem with, going to get really, religious and political here, but, like, the problem with the church as an institution is that they're not properly allocating funds to carry out what they claim they want to do.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This app is going to launch all over the world.
What they should do is they should put a monetization microtransaction thing in the app that lets people donate to causes. You could donate to relief efforts or donate to something else.
Or donate directly back to the church by purchasing your e-rosary beads for $110.
Yeah, that's just astronomical. There's no reason. Like, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't even tell time. Like, at least Fitbits and stuff. What is this? This site's in Italian. I can't even buy this.
Yes, you can.
Abbiamo notato ci stai navigando. I can't read this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. A little bit of this. There's a little bit of the rosary here. And a little bit of the rosary there. And I was like, yeah, sure.
What more do you want?
Do you know who it's made by?
Who?
Acer. Benvenuto su Acer Store IT. Why did it redirect me to the Italian version of this?
Damn it, Acer. I knew you guys were up to no good.
Tiene presente che tutti gli articoli d'assembli su Acer Store. Italia possono essere spedite solo in Italia.
El Acer Store.
Il mio Acer Store locale. It's like... Oh, no, that's saying to click here to find your local Acer store. I can read that.
There you go.
I can't. It's. I'm sorry. I can't do any more research. It's in Italian.
That's fine.
This whole thing from start to finish was just a wild goose chase of insanity.
Yes, but it's a real thing. So if you're feeling extremely religious and you need a tracker to track your rosary, look no further than the Vatican's own e-rosary.
Get it at your local Acer store.
Yeah. How do you like that?
I still can't believe that's a real thing.
Got
and
the app.
All the research that I tried to do.
Got the app, got the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yep.
But that's not the end to the unbelievability, because this next one really takes the cake. Best religious odd news story of 2019, hands down, has to be Jesus Shoes from episode 328.
I think this is good. You know, we've kind of been rough on a lot of people. I think we may need to atone for our sins. And one way that we could atone for our sins very easily is to invest in a pair of Jesus shoes.
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
What yes. in the fuck is a Jesus shoe? I'm sorry. No, we got a hard stop. What the fuck is a Jesus shoe?
Yes, Jesus shoe.
What does that mean?
It's Jesus.
No, that's not an explanation. A Jesus shoe?
Yeah.
A pair. Is that a new style? There's boots and sandals, but now there's Jesus shoes.
Yeah, the fall style. Here we go. A pair of Jesus shoes are on sale for $4,000. And for that price...
What?
And for that price, you can literally walk on water.
Awesome God, he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
The shoes were designed by the Brooklyn-based creative arts company MSCHF. And they come with holy water in the soles of the shoes. MSCHF what? Has bought a normal pair of Nike Air Max 97 sneakers. That's when they take those pair of shoes valued at $160 and revamp the shoe to add a golden Jesus on a crucifix as a shoelace charm. Then, flew in holy water from the River Jordan, which was blessed by multiple priests, and they put it in the clear soles of the sneaker, creating the effect that you can walk on water.
No, no, you're walking on a shoe. You're still walking on the shoe. When you said walk on water, I imagined, this is embarrassing, giant, like, flipper paddle things.
No, not like that.
That would have made more sense. This is just a marketing stunt by Nike.
Well, it's not by Nike. It's by MSCHF.
No, it's definitely by Nike. They paid for this. Come on now.
The new
Jesus shoe.
The Jesus shoes went on sale for $1,425 on Tuesday afternoon, and all of them sold within a minute.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Society, why? Our God is an awesome God. You know,
if
I get mad at people that spend these outrageous amounts of money on, like, the LeBrons and the Kobes and all this stuff and Jordans. But now, $1,600 and then $4,000?
$1,425. That was the original MSRP. But since there were so few of them, they have been relisted and relisted and relisted already. And now the asking price for one of these Jesus shoes is now $4,000 on the resale website StockX. Our God is an awesome God. Yeah, so there you go. $4,000 if you want to get these shoes now.
They put water in the shoe.
Water from the River Jordan. Holy water.
How do we know?
Because you have to. You can test them. Is there a devil around? Let's
what? You can tell them? So you tear open your shoes, you get the water, and you sprinkle it, and you're like, oh, wow, it really is holy water. And then your shoes are just in shreds at your feet.
But it saved you from a demon.
I guess so, yeah. So what this all translates to is that you can dropkick demons to death with these shoes.
Yes, because it's holy water.
Is that worth $4,000? Oh, that's a tough bargain. No, it's not worth $4,000. Because you're not dropkicking any demons. God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with
wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. The Jesus shoes are possibly MSCHF's most viral creation so far. It has received much positive and much negative feedback. The shoes were designed originally as a response to, quote,
the devil shoes.
No. Yeah, that would have been fun. Coming this fall, the devil shoes.
We sourced brimstone straight from the pits of hell.
You're going to walk on fire.
Yeah, right?
No, they said that it was a response to a ridiculous brand collaboration between Arizona Iced Tea and Adidas.
I'm done. This is getting stupider by the second. How is Arizona? All right, whatever. So okay, I get it. So there was a brand deal between those two, and then this art group was like, oh, we're going to poke fun at, you know.
Yeah.
Poke fun at consumer culture and everything like that by selling a shoe for $4,000.
A Jesus shoe, yep.
I guess they made their point. People are stupid and will buy anything.
That's right. So there you go. For $4,000, you can have holy water from the River Jordan into the soles of a pair of Air Max 97s. For the official Jesus shoes. God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with
wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Is it weird that this story is upsetting me the most out of all the stories?
That one is.
This one, yeah. Man, what is wrong? Come on, people. Why? $4,000 for a shoe that's ruined because it's got water in it?
It's in the clear sole. It's not ruined.
I'm looking at a picture of it. I understand, but yeah, it's still stupid.
It is stupid. And there you go. Mike says it perfectly. What the F are Jesus shoes?
Yeah. Just keep it simple.
Yep. Speaking of keeping it simple, we get to our third and final set here. Simply put, this is the best of the best. These are just some of the odd news stories that I remember happening, and we just had a big red circle around them, just like, these are going to be in the final episode of the year.
Yeah, top performers here. And we have to honor our very own hometown odd news. This is the first time we've ever had this category.
Yeah.
But well-deserved. It's the best Philly odd news story of 2019. Do attend! Featuring Nena from episode 295.
Copies of a disturbing anonymous letter were reported reportedly delivered to houses in Fairmount on Sunday afternoon, according to multiple Reddit users. And this thing is just weird. I have no idea even where to begin. So I'm going to just read the letter as it is.
Okay.
It's kind of a forceful letter asking people to meet up. But it's worded in an overly dramatic way. So
okay.
I'm going to read the letter as it is with unnecessarily dramatic music in the background.
Of course.
The title of the letter, to start off with, is ABBA, by the way. Just starts off.
Does this have anything to do
like
with
the band?
Just ABBA, sure.
Does it involve dancing queens at all? Or?
No, not at all.
Okay.
That's the title of the letter, ABBA. But after that, here's how it reads, and let's kick up the dramatic music here. Here's how it reads. This is to inform you that all the food that you ate since first grade is alive in your body, especially the dead animal remains, or meat since it was cooked alive. It is alive in your body. Anywhere it goes now, you must go with it.
What?
That's 365 days a year. From first grade until now. This is on a letter that everybody got in Fairmount, by the way.
Every person in Fairmount?
A lot of them. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Also, newborn babies received your first grade body.
What?
Or a meal, just like that. 365 days a year. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
This is like really weird. Like,
there's got to be something behind this. There's got to be something like bigger than us.
This is just really weird open mic night poetry. Is
yes.
What it is.
The only way I see for you to save yourself from the every which way of being burned alive is schedule yourself to become a solid steel statue. And place yourself under anesthesia.
I'm in.
Mix your body with melted metal. Then re-solidify the metal and seal yourself in cement.
Is it metal or cement?
Is there like
it's
a...
both.
Is it both?
Is there like a sign-in sheet somewhere?
Yeah.
When it becomes real to you, you type it up and have lots of copies made and then pass them out.
I almost got meta there at the end. That's so weird.
What is truly needed for all of us is a steel furnace where metal can be melted and the bodies of people and animals mixed with the metal can become steel and we will unable to be hurt.
Okay.
Of course, you'll be sedated first.
Oh, well.
All right, then.
That was
then
really...
Of course.
You know, that was really my only question. So thank you for clearing that up.
Yes, it's very, very important that that was mentioned in the letter.
Wow.
Because I don't like pain.
So where's everybody meeting at?
Is that it?
I'm glad you mentioned that. Here's the last...
Yeah, because we got to go to this now.
Here's the last part of the letter. There will be an important meeting on April 27th at 12 o'clock in the afternoon... On the subject of building this steel furnace at 27th and Girard Avenue.
So they're going to build the furnace?
Damn it, I'm out of town.
Oh!
You're going to miss the burning.
No, this sounds like you shouldn't show up. This sounds like something you should show up to.
That's the weekend of the NFL draft, Rich.
Oh, no.
Guys, it's okay. Everyone's probably going to get blown up.
But you could be unable to be hurt.
I gotta kill those living animals inside of me.
So at the corner of 27th and Girard?
Yes.
Yeah, like, that's not a safe area anyway. We're not going there. You guys are not allowed to go there.
We will meet to discuss how we will get a bulldozer to dig ditches and get the steel furnace equipment. Do attend. That's the last line.
Wow, that was very forceful.
That's the last line. Do attend.
So now tell us who wrote it.
We have no idea.
What? That's it?
Yeah, police have no idea who posted this, who delivered this letter to all the people in Fairmount. But as a joke, there's now a Facebook event that is inviting people to get to that location on that day, and 100 people have all committed that they are going to go to this random meeting.
I kind of want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You'll find out.
Will there be a steel furnace?
I don't want to go, but I really want to follow this and see.
I'm staying far away from this one.
Oh, please let something happen. I don't know what I want to have happen.
You don't want something to happen.
No, but I kind of do, though.
What if it's just like a promotional thing for like someone's like small business?
That's going to be such a letdown.
Right?
If they're like, here's the goldsmithing shop or something. I don't even know.
We're selling tops of donuts.
Tim's donut shop.
People just show up and it's like, what is this donut shop doing here?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe it. I don't think it's any. I feel like it's probably nothing.
It's probably something that somebody wrote up in like some weird drug-induced state. And they're just like, I'm going to send this to everybody.
Right.
No, wait. How did it get dispersed? Was it like in the
mail? It was folded up. placed in the mailboxes.
So it wasn't delivered. It was just...
it was delivered by some random guy.
So some random guy was walking around and dropping off these letters individually.
Yes. In Fairmount.
Wow.
That takes less work than mailing them, though. Remember. Because it costs something to mail
them. That's true. Somebody has way too much time on their hands.
I think it's a crazy person.
Probably.
But I want to know what they were thinking.
I'm kind of interested in this whole theory.
Let's recap. The title of this whole letter is called ABBA for some odd reason.
Well, what if it means something bigger? Like, what if there's like some joke that we're missing in there? You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
Like an inside joke or like just a really obscure
reference?
Like an outside joke?
I don't think so, because multiple Reddit users have been trying to figure this out, because they all received this letter.
And they
haven't
cracked it yet?
No.
I just searched letter in Philly, and there's like tons of articles written about it.
Yeah. No, because it's...
So we don't know yet.
Right. This is something that's happened. 100 people on Facebook have all agreed that they're going to attend whatever random meeting this is on April 27th.
I can't wait to find out.
We should at least attend it on Facebook, so once it happens, maybe someone will post inside Facebook it actually is.
So we can stay up to date on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that this is going to be on the show the week after that. First week of May, we're talking about this.
Yeah, we got to figure out
what
this was.
We'll have to come back on, Nana, so we can do a recap.
I need to know why ABBA is the title of the letter. I need to know why breakfast, lunch, dinner is mentioned.
I'm more interested in this theory that the animals are living inside of you since first grade.
I want to know why it started. Yeah, specifically first grade. Your body has the ability to retain.
So before
meat.
That point, you ate something and was either
right through your
it
system.
Was either obliterated or passed straight through. But starting in first grade, something happened to you, like biomechanically, where the body's like, no, I'm going to regenerate this chicken nugget this kid ate at McDonald's into a fully formed chicken, and it's going to live in your body.
I still think it's nothing. I hate to be such a buzzkill, but I think it's absolutely nothing.
I mean,
yeah, it's probably some
I'm
crazy
99%
person.
Sure it's absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But in the case it's the 1%, I got to find out what's
well,
happening.
Well, we will. Oh,
yeah,
we will.
On Facebook. No, I'm not going there.
Reporting.
I'm not going there, because it's just going to be 150 people standing on a random street
right?
corner being
what
like,
if it's like,
where's the furnace? Where's the furnace?
What if it's like Fire Festival? And everyone's so excited and goes there, and all there are hurricane tents and cheese sandwiches.
Well, that would be par for the course for Philadelphia, I think.
Wouldn't it? Actually, that would be probably a luxury for Philadelphia.
Oh, a cheese sandwich.
Ooh.
The day's this not just a made loss. My weekend. God damn it, it's only American cheese.
This day's not too bad.
Yeah, but then it will live inside of you.
Oh, right. That's right.
Wait, was it just animals or like what? What was it again? Animals will live inside of you?
Animal remains or meat.
Yeah.
Will
like if
remain
you're
inside
meat,
of your body.
The animal remains are inside you. And Jell-O. Jell-O's made from animal bones.
Starting from
so what, it never
first
leaves
grade,
you?
According to this guy's theory.
Yeah.
From
and
first
in order,
grade on.
And in order, and you have to take it with you everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, you can't leave your body behind, really.
Unless you decide to put yourself
become
in the steel furnace
become a
statue.
Right.
Don't worry. You're going to be sedated.
Right.
I love that part. Don't worry. You will be sedated.
And is, well, but wait, the party or gathering of sorts is apparently to find the equipment to build.
It's not actually.
It's not actually going and turning into a statue.
No, because we need to get it first.
We need to get the equipment to build the furnace to become a
statue. So it's a furnace building party.
Right.
It's like a new trend. It hasn't really gone mainstream yet. You get your friends together, you build a furnace.
It's not even building yet, though. They have to dig and find it.
That's right. What do you say? Yeah,
the bulldozer and then the steel furnace equipment.
So you know, bring your friend who has a bulldozer.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And do attend.
And do attend, yes.
Yeah, oh boy. That's not even an option. That's not even an option at that point. Do attend.
Right. It's not like RSVP. You know, it's just do attend.
Put that on your wedding invitations.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something's fishy.
You are legally bound to attend.
You open this letter now. You must attend.
By opening this letter, you agree to its terms and services.
So there you go. This is an actual letter that multiple residents of Fairmount got on Sunday morning. So
you know what's truly disturbing about that? In that all that craziness, this person had that glimmer of sanity where it's like, "Don't worry, you'll be sedated." Like if you really break it down, like the whole thing is just the ravings of a lunatic. But somewhere he had like 3 seconds where he's like, "Oh, people are probably worried it's going
to
hurt. I have to tell them.
I have to calm their fears."
Isn't that the most disturbing part? That like there was that glimmer of sanity.
That's why
like,
I think that this is not something I want to show up to.
It's just good. Yeah.
It's probably like some fucking serial killer. That's part of my language.
Best case scenario, it's just going to be 150 people waiting around for nothing to happen.
Worst case scenario, there's a dude shooting up a park.
There's a dude on that corner with a bulldozer ready
to go. Ready to come through.
And people show up and they're like,
I think that's the best case scenario, a guy in a bulldozer. I think the worst case scenario is someone like just murdering all
crazy
of these
dude,
people.
Yeah, murder spree.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's
it is
fair
amount.
Why are you bringing logic and reason to this?
I don't mean to turn it that way, but that doesn't...
No, it's true though.
Gathering a huge crowd of people, that doesn't sound like for a reason of nonsense.
Becoming into a statue, a steel statue.
You're right, because here's the thing. People are more likely to attend this than they would if somebody's like, "I'm having like a random thing," you know? They're more likely to go to this because what was my first reaction? I have to go to this just to find out.
Exactly.
You know?
And I'm like,
and they're
going
to play ABBA. The title of the letter is ABBA.
ABBA.
And there's going to be breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Somebody has to crack this code. Leave it to the internet. They'll figure it out.
They will.
There's like some... Either it's just the ravings of a lunatic, or this is like some weird encoded thing. Yeah, or it's an elaborate joke.
Or it's a small business trying to sell the tops of their donuts.
So many possibilities.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully the internet will find out. But
I hope so.
As of right now, Philadelphia is stumped. We have no idea who sent these letters out and what it means.
Hmm. So. This is very Philadelphia, I feel like.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I remember when that story went viral and everybody was trying to decode what the hell it meant, and
so bizarre.
Yeah. The follow-up to that is that they actually did hold a party on that date and time, and it was actually pretty peaceful. No crimes, no violence, no nothing. And it was generally a good time. Some people brought PA systems, were playing music.
There you go.
Yeah, it ended up actually being a really nice time from what I heard.
Some wholesome Philliness right there.
Yeah, so take that, rest of the world.
Yeah. You know what's not so wholesome, though? Is this next category.
Oh, yeah.
For the best gross out of 2019.
This one's bad.
Yeah. The award goes to Poop Bucketer from episode 332.
Yes. Breaking news here at the Odd News Desk.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled podcasting news to bring you this breaking news story. We go over to Rich Liebig at the Odd News Desk. Rich, tell us what's happening there on the scene.
All right. So this is reported on by NBC.
Oh, this is like the most reputable source we've ever had in the Odd News.
This actually happens.
I'm legit scared right now.
Yes, you should be.
What did the Jets owner do in the UK?
No, it's not the Jets owner. No, this happened in Hollywood.
Uh-oh.
A night near the Hollywood Walk of Fame would end up changing this woman's life. Heidi Van Tessel was having a pleasant evening out with friends at an authentic Thai restaurant when suddenly a man randomly pulled her out of the car, dragged her into the middle of the street, and somehow dumped a bucket of feces on her head in public. Yes. This is exactly what you're imagining. This is why it warranted breaking news coverage.
Okay, hold on. So this man was walking through downtown L.A. with a bucket of feces.
Yes, this is the things you have to think of. He's carrying this bucket with him.
I don't even know where to begin. Did he target this woman, or was he just like, that's the one? He just picked her randomly. Like, because if you're bringing a bucket of poop with you, there's a goal in mind. You don't just leave the house with your bucket of poop just in case.
Yeah.
Right? So he has a goal in mind, and his goal obviously is to dump it on someone. So I want to know, is this person someone who he's targeting, or is it just the poor random bystander he selected that evening?
I think this is a poor, just random.
Did this
random.
Just happen? At the time of recording?
Right. This literally just happened.
This woman is covered in poop right now.
I hope she's cleaned by now.
I hope so, too.
The man who attacked her, who is identified as Jere Blessings? J-E-R-E? What kind of name is that?
J-E-R-E?
Jere?
Jerry?
No, it's not Jere. It's J-E-R-E.
J-E-R-E.
Yeah.
Jerry. Jerry.
No, that is the most stupidest way to...
Jere Blessing.
Get the hell out of here. That is the dumbest way I've ever seen to spell Jerry. Just spell Jerry like normal people do. Oh my gosh.
Wow, I touched a nerve there.
J-E-R-E. That looks like Jeer.
Well, Jeer would be two E's.
No, you look like Jeer.
It's Jere.
No, I refuse to believe...
Jere Blessings.
I refuse to believe this is Jerry. Get the hell out of here.
It's Jerry. It's definitely Jerry.
That's atrocious.
Maybe it is Jeer.
I'm going with Jeer. I'd rather...
I mean, both are weird and wrong.
Yeah.
In their own rights.
He's been charged with battery. Blessings was described as a transient with schizophrenia and psychotic disorders.
Oh, now I feel bad. But... not really. Because he also dumped poop on someone.
Yeah. Like, you have to think of the logistics of this.
Why? Just.
Yeah.
Is this something that he does? Like, does he just. And did nobody, like, why do you have a bucket of poop, sir?
Carrying with you everywhere you go?
Like, because LA is a very, very crowded city. So he's just walking down the street with a bucket of poop. And he was able to, I guess the car was stopped somewhere, and he dragged this woman out of the car.
Yeah.
Yo, lock your doors.
Well, Van Tessel also has a statement to the cops. She noted that specifically, it definitely was diarrhea.
Oh.
It was.
Thank you for specifying.
It was hot.
Oh, no, come. No. That is a detail I did not need. You know what that means.
Yeah.
That means that S is fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Rich, no, why? God, please.
Should I go more into it?
Yeah, how chunky was it?
She says, I was soaked everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Some of it got into my eyes. Mike actually physically convulsed away from the sound mixer.
Oh, you got to take the eyes out.
That's it. You're
done. Oedipus. Blind. You're blind now.
Oedipus. That's
yeah.
It.
The eyes, they're gone. No. Oh no. I would be. I can't even begin to describe to you how upset I would be if I got poop in my eyes, Rich.
Yeah. This lady did.
The amount of tears I would shed would still not be enough to clean those eyes.
No, absolutely never.
Oh, no. Okay. Warm diarrhea in the eyes.
Yeah.
What else?
Security footage also has captured it to help the cops, to help the cops frame, to help the cops.
Have the DNA evidence.
Yeah, put it all together. I'm sorry. I'm also reading this as...
Yeah, like, I know. You're literally reading
it. I'm literally reading it from my cell phone.
If I can paint...
Because it literally just happened.
Yeah.
Or at least the story broke, like, just now.
Rich is furiously scrolling on his phone, trying to read it.
Right. It's usually not the way I prepare the odd news. Also, apparently, according to one of the cops, they believe that the amount of poop was about 1 month's worth.
Oh, my God!
Which,
how do you measure that?
Yeah, how do you right. How does that get measured?
What is your baseline? They get in the office like, all right, everybody, take a dump in this bucket. We got to see what a month's worth of poop is like. What is your baseline?
Yeah.
How many poop bucket people do you have?
How do you specifically know what a month of
you see
poop
that one
like?
There? That's a one-weeker. But this one here, this is definitely a monther.
Are there a lot of people pooping in buckets in
what
LA?
Is a month of poop?
I guess enough in a bucket. I don't know.
I feel like... This is going to sound gross. I don't know. Would a month of poop fit in a bucket?
It depends.
Was it all diarrhea? Like the whole month?
It depends.
Was diarrhea?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It depends on how often you go.
My bunghole, it goes rakakaka. And then sometimes my bunghole goes rakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak
was it diarrhea the whole month? Or was it just the freshest layer? Was it?
I don't even want to think about that.
How do you... oh, no.
Van Tassel was rushed to the Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital. She will have to be tested for infectious diseases.
Yeah.
For right now, next month, and then every 3 months afterwards.
Oh, man. I feel really bad for this woman. Like,
yeah.
This could potentially be a life-altering issue.
Right.
Poop in the eye. You think... You know, this is like the worst case of pink eye ever.
Oh, no, this is far worse than pink eye.
This is like magenta eye.
No, this is gouge out your eyes.
Gouge out your eyes.
Yeah, call it quits.
I honestly, this reminds me of the story where the poop went into the car.
Yeah, right.
And poop got everywhere.
Right.
You have to burn the car. Poop went into your eyes.
You have to burn yourself.
You're done.
You have to immolate
the eyes
yourself.
Have to... If I went to the hospital, I'd be like, Doc, just take him out.
Yeah, this is it.
Just get your melon baller and scoop these mofos out because I'm done with these.
Yeah, this is ball game. This is it. We're done.
This is ball game.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a wrap. I'm done here. I'm blind now.
Yep.
No, I feel really bad for her. And
she is the most unluckiest person I've ever heard about. Because, yeah, apparently this was just a random, like,
oh, man.
He just went crazy.
That is one feature I love about new cars. Well, at least my car. I don't know about all cars, but my car. When you put that sucker in the drive, those doors lock automatically.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you're not going to be able to drag me out of my car and pour poop in my eyes.
Nope.
No, sir. Uh-uh.
And that's really what you're worried about when you buy a new car.
Look, when I go, my lease is almost up. I'm going to go, I'm like, does this have any anti-poop bucket features?
Right.
And they're like, it has... It has lane change warnings.
That's all it has.
Oh, man. That was a highly disturbing, very fun story.
Literally, I caught that breaking on my news feed during the break between sports and entertainment. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have to find that.
What sources are you subscribed to that poop stories break on your phone?
It was on NBC.
Oh, that's true.
It was on NBC.
This isn't even one of your weird, odd news sources.
Right.
This is just NBC.
Right. This is NBC.
God bless NBC.
There you go.
They're doing the Lord's work there.
Better watch out. NBC's cutting into the odd news reporting business.
I know, right? Man.
Yeah. So there you go. True story. Literally happening as we're recording the podcast.
Wow.
You also got to love with that story. That was one that broke. Like, literally, I was checking my phone in between the show breaks. And I saw that story. I'm like, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, that was totally inaudible, but... One well worth it.
Yes, absolutely.
Next up, the grossness doesn't stop there because we have a category for the best pervy odd news story of 2019. And we have a lot of pervs, but this one went above and beyond, I think.
Yes, he goes above and beyond the Call of Duty here.
That's right. It's time for the winner here, Porn Projector from episode 294.
A Virginia man is behind bars after he decided to project a porno film on his garage door in full view of his neighborhood, according to police.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
That's pretty cool.
I would like you to think about this. Do you know how hard it is to actually set up one of these things?
I was just going to say, like, that is a stupid amount of effort.
Yeah. Like you got to get out some sort of folding table or something to prop up.
Because you're not just putting the projector on the ground.
Right. No, it has to be on something.
Right.
So then, you got to get like a table or a stand or something.
But then you have to run multiple cables.
Right. Then you got to get a source of power out there. You got to have some sort of, you know, extension cord to run out there.
You have to have your laptop or some sort of device that can stream video. You got to hook that up to the projector. Not only that, but you got to fiddle with it. You know, you're not just setting the projector and boom, ready to go. Like, no, oh, it's too close. Oh, it's too far away. I need a book to prop it up with. You know, I got to fix the angle. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's a lot of, like, planning about it. So you get it all set up.
Is this an IMAX theater? This is an IMAX garage.
And then you got to find the right clip. You know, you're not just going to stop on the first clip. You got to peruse a little bit.
Right. You
got to
have some fun.
It's like, what do I feel like today? Yeah. You know? If we're completely honest.
Yeah.
You know, because the mood changes sometimes. So then he finds the right clip, and then what? What then? Does he get a lawn chair out? Does he have a bucket of popcorn? Like, is this movie night at the Johnsons? Is he inviting the family over? Like, who is this movie for? Is it for him? Is it for the neighbors? Is it for anybody? Is he charging admission? Like, is this a drive-through? Just a quickie drive-by? It's just a drive-by, you know? What is happening? Like, you're right. This requires a stupid amount of effort and planning and technical know-how. This is ridiculous.
41-year-old Antonio Smallwood was arrested Wednesday evening.
That's a funny name.
Yep.
Smallwood.
Yep.
He's trying to compensate by having really big porn because he's got such small wood.
Yes, exactly. Good job, Mike.
We cannot achieve much with so small penis, but you, wow, penis so big. So big penis.
So he was arrested Wednesday evening in connection with the 7 p.m. screening.
Wow.
Yeah, 7 p.m. You know, very prompt, right on time.
Yeah, it's like right around dinner time or after dinner time. Oh, dinner and a show.
Oh, there you go. Excellent.
You know, people are like, hey, look what's going on over there. Let's take dinner over there, you know?
Yeah, make it exciting.
Make it exciting, yeah.
A patrolman responded to the block after a 911 call reported pornographic material being displayed out in the open.
That is hilarious. You call the emergency number like, oh my God, there's boobs everywhere. Come quick.
There's porno.
There's porno. We can't handle it.
Upon arrival, the officer observed that there was indeed a movie involving sexual activity being projected on the garage door of the residence. At that point, the cop was only going to serve Smallwood a summons, but the film enthusiast refused to sign it.
Oh, man. He got caught red-handed.
Yeah, which results in a obstruction of justice charge and a charge of obscene sexual display.
Oh. But not lewd and lascivious behavior. Was he doing anything?
No, he wasn't doing anything.
So he was just watching it for the artistic integrity.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He's like, that is some top-notch acting right there.
Yes, look at that cinematography.
I really believe that she is a troubled student trying to get better grades.
Yes.
I've never been brought further into the classroom than this scene right here. Like, you know what I mean? He was just watching it. He just cat like this is his normal is normal binge watching.
Right.
You know, we watch Russian Doll and he watches, you know, that.
You know, he watches you know, My Mom Next Door or something.
Backdoor Sluts number 9,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
Number 9. We watch the first 8, you gotta watch the 9th.
Right, you gotta keep going.
You're not gonna bail on the season, you know, the series that late, you know? But this is wild. This is crazy. Yep. I love it so much.
Smallwood, who is being held without bond.
What?
Wait, it's two minor charges. What?
See, the bail and bond system doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Why is he being held without bond? This is like he just put up porn.
So he's just in jail indefinitely until they have...
For right now, I guess. Yeah. That sucks.
And he can't even bring his projector either.
Yeah, he lost his projector.
He's going to have to use his imagination.
Yeah. Smallwood, who's being held without bond, used a home cinema projector to screen the adult movie. Further details have not been released by investigators. So
that is crazy.
Yeah, we need to find out why is he being held without bond. That's some BS.
Honestly, I want to know more about his setup, though.
And yeah, I want to
what projector did you use? You know?
we need to know more about the actual setup.
Yeah, what resolution was it at? You know, were you getting, you know,
Surround sound.
Yeah, I need to know. Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah, you got to bring your own speakers.
Because you're outside, sound is going to travel differently. So you got to set up speakers. You can't use the projector, the little tinny projector speaker.
Yeah.
You know, that's
not
going to work.
There's a lot of work that goes into this.
God, I know. If only you put that much effort into other things, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy. You could have taken over the world by now.
I love the fact that we analyzed how far the logical steps he had to do in order to get this porn projector to work. That was hilarious.
It really involves a lot.
Yeah. A lot of work.
Yeah. And finally, we have, not finally, but I can't believe it's taken us this long to get to this. Every week, we talk about Florida.
Oh, yeah.
There's always an odd news story from Florida.
We even have whole segments devoted to Florida.
That's right. That literally just happened a few weeks ago. But out of all the Florida stories, we found the very best one. The best Florida odd news story of 2019. Sensual Crocodiles featuring Nena from episode 300.
A Florida man broke into an alligator farm and jumped into a crocodile pool, only to get bitten by one of the reptiles.
It's about to get all stupid up in here!
Staff at the St. Augustine Alligator Farm told Jacksonville that workers preparing to open on Tuesday realized someone broke in after finding a pair of shorts and rubber Crocs floating in the water. Of course, that's great. Of course you have Crocs on.
He could take his shorts off. It's about to get all stupid up in here!
What was that?
Why did he take his shorts off?
Maybe the alligators, were they alligators? Or crocodiles? I can't remember.
He jumped into a crocodile pool.
Okay, so he was wearing Crocs when he jumped into the crocodile pool.
Right.
Maybe the crocodiles took
his pants,
and the Crocs off.
Because they were horny.
Yeah. I mean, crocodiles are very horny animals.
Are they?
No. But we can pretend that they are.
Yeah, but they're kind of sensual.
They're like sort of slithery.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're like, I don't know. They're just swaying in the water, like, ooh.
Yeah, like a little sensual.
Like little sensual reptile beings. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately.
So they just slipped his pants off.
Well, unfortunately, this one was definitely violent.
Nena's done.
Park director John Bruggen told the station that they initially thought it was a prank until they discovered blood on top of the zipline platform.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah,
he got the zipper.
Time out.
He got
Why
bit.
Is there a zipline going into the crocodile pool?
Well, it's not going into the thing. It's going across the...
Oh, yeah, but so he jumped in going
but if
across?
If somebody falls off the zipline, it's like... It's insta-death. It's like dying in a video game, you
yeah.
know?
No, that sounds great.
Yeah.
His story is so good.
I just want to imagine now it actually goes into the crocodile.
Straight in the water. Splash.
And then, I mean, you know how rippling across the water really gets him going.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The crocodile's like, ooh.
What is this?
Why does the crocodile sound like?
Ooh. Ooh, what is this?
Like Otis Funkemeyer. What's his name?
Otis
Redding.
Isn't that what you sounded like?
I don't know.
Oh.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Isn't that Otis Redding?
Is that what you're referring to?
I don't know who I'm referring to. Like, he's you know, an older black man who sings.
Sure.
That's what you sounded like.
Sure, yes. As I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me what he said again.
All I know is the crocodile went...
Oh, somebody's coming down on the zip line.
Yeah, it's Otis Redding.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah, it's yeah, there he is again.
Okay, Mike can do a really good Otis Redding, I guess.
If that's
I don't
what
even
I'm talking
know.
About, yeah, I don't know if that's who I'm talking about. I'm really bad.
I think that's what you're saying.
Somebody let us know what Otis Redding sounds like.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Is that it?
Well, so it appeared that the man broke into the park after hours. They did find surveillance video that shows the man leaping over the rail and into the water.
Why didn't he just ride the zip line in?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I know, right?
If you're gonna go this far, just ride the zip line.
Ah, messed up, man.
Employees found the spot of blood and called police. So there you go.
So did he die?
No, he did not die, but he was definitely bitten.
Whew.
He definitely got some damage. And I guess he might have tried the zip line at some point because that's where the blood was.
Unless he just had his period.
Ah. the old period zip lining.
No. Like you bleed.
Yes. And he wanted to.
Sorry,
zip line.
Did everyone just turn off?
Biology
the
lessons with the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Tell us about the roast beef curtains.
Well, you pot your roast beef curtains and out comes the ketchup.
Okay. I'm done. I'm retiring.
That was a bit of a nastiness last night, yes? Some very extreme nastiness, yes? Yes.
Yeah, so there you go. Central Crocodiles. I don't know. I can't do it anymore.
Oh, but, I thought you maybe could do a reprieve, but no. That's all right.
Yeah, it's a one-time thing.
One-time deal. Okay. Yeah.
Now, finally, we get to the end-all be-all.
Yep. Unfortunately, the fun has to end.
Yeah. But we're going to leave you with the very best odd news story of 2019. We've debated.
This one has everything.
Yes. Usually when we pick the best odd news story, it has to have a lot of different criteria. It has to be quotable. It has to have some sort of weird performance by us. It has to have sound clips. It has to be raunchy. It has to be just downright, like, outlandishly bizarre.
And a Star Wars reference doesn't hurt either.
Not at all. Which brings us to our winner of the best odd news story of 2019, taking home the grand prize here in the 5th Annual Crispy Noodle Audio Awards, Walmart Trench Run from episode 321.
Imagine you're walking down a Walmart aisle, turning around, and then seeing an overweight pervert tailing you in an electric shopping cart while proudly exposing his penis and stroking it to you.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Oh, God. The sound of grunting mixed with a zzzz. He's just you know that electrical whirring sound just mixed with the come on. Oh my god. Yeah, like how do you stealthily come on? Yeah,
the answer is you don't.
You don't. Yeah.
So unfortunately this actually did happen to a female customer at a Walmart in Marion, which is a Cedar Rapids suburb. Investigators arrested 65-year-old Gary Sheriff for indecent exposure. Upon being summoned to the Walmart, cops found that Gary Sheriff had been following the same woman around the store in the cart while exposing his penis for over 5 minutes.
Wow.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
5 whole minutes.
Jeez. I guess she wouldn't necessarily notice. Because,
not right away, but still.
Right. Yeah, that's really creepy.
Like, I don't know. At that point, I'm surprised she doesn't just hit him with something. Like,
well, she
back
didn't,
away from me,
she
you
didn't
freaking
notice,
pervert.
Well, she didn't notice until the last few seconds, probably. But how, I want to know, like, this is going to sound weird, but he's steering with the one hand, you know? That's pretty talented.
Yeah, he's doing...
Because he's got to go around corners. He's got to dodge those, like, mid-aisle display things, you know?
Yeah, he's doing the one-hand pump.
Is he doing... the one-hand pump. Is he being stealthy about it? Is he parking behind, like, things to, like, stay out of view? Or is he just straight up, like, trailing her from, like, 5 feet behind?
He's 65 years old. I don't think he's that stealthy.
Well, also with those old eyes, you have to stay close to be able to see clearly.
Unless he's got, like, binoculars.
So how's he steering at all then? He's got one hand pumping, one hand with the binoculars. Is he steering with his knees?
Maybe. Is the steering wheel that close?
Oh, God.
Ooh, yeah. Look at that. She's buying napkins.
She's buying napkins.
Yeah.
Is that, oh, yeah. Oh, she got the one on sale. Oh.
Yeah, bend down to the one at the bottom row. Yeah,
oh,
baby.
Oh, rich.
I don't know.
I want to know, did anybody else notice this happening? And they're just like, oh, it's a Wednesday at Walmart.
Yeah, it's a normal occurrence.
Like, did nobody else notice, like, this old guy jacking it while following this lady from, like, 10 feet away?
I just can't believe he followed the same woman around.
Well,
once you're locked in, that's it.
Once you find something you like,
you're locked in.
Stay on target.
You're too close.
Stay on target.
You're too close.
Cue Wilhelm scream.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like the X-Wing run.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
She's making a run on her trench. No, that was bad. That was bad. That was bad. Don't laugh at that, Rich.
That was pretty good.
God, why Walmart? Why are you the way you are? Why are you the way you are, Walmart? Why can't you be like Target? Or remember Kmart? Kmart wasn't that bad. Why is Walmart so bad with this type of stuff? Oh, God. That's the sound the scooter made.
Oh, good, I can't maneuver.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
That was the sound that the scooter made.
Oh, good, I can't maneuver.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Oh, my God. I will never look at that scene the same way.
Every time
again.
You see that scene, you just can imagine some overweight 65-year-old jacking it.
Damn it, Porkins! It's Porkins.
It's Porkins. That's who it is.
Come on, Porkins. Oh, you had one job to do in the Death Star run. Now you're whacking it to women in Walmart in Iowa. Poor Perkins.
You know what else I just realized? This is in Iowa. I mean, the visuals in Iowa can't be that great, can they?
What?
Am I just
what the? What
is that
about?
Inappropriate?
What?
I don't know. I just imagine they can't be that pretty in Iowa, can they?
Oh,
I'm just saying. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering out loud.
Oh, poor Mikey. Dissing all the Iowa women out there.
I'm sorry, Iowa.
Oh, good. I can't maneuver.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's making trench runs in Walmart.
Yeah.
With one hand, no less.
Yeah.
Those pilots needed two hands for their joysticks.
And a computer guidance
system.
That's
right. He's got no computer guidance. He's got only one hand on the joystick.
Yeah, I don't know how he's doing it.
Oh, good, I can't maneuver.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
A judge has ordered sheriff to have no contact with the victim.
Well,
and he's locked
up. That's the least the judge could do.
And
he did the bare minimum.
And he's locked up in lieu of a $5,000 bond. Oh, and there you go. That's why it checks all the boxes. Outrageous premise, a weird pop culture reference, Star Wars reference, our own little spin on it. It's just perfect. It hits every check mark. I love that story.
It's one of those perfect odd news stories.
Yeah, I think it's well deserving of it being the best odd news story of 2019.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So congratulations to all the winners in this year's Crispy Noodle Oddies.
Yes. Come visit us in Philadelphia for your $20 coupon off Acme products.
I can't think of a better prize for odd news stories than that.
There you go. But that will officially wrap up. This is it, our last podcast of the year. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed our craziness that is the Oddies, our wrap-up of the year 2019 in odd news. If you like what you heard, make sure you go to thecrispynoodlepodcast.com. Make sure you like us on Facebook, The Crisp Noodle. Follow us on Twitter, @TheCrispNoodle, and on Instagram, @TheCrispNoodlePodcast.
That's right. You can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube. You can find lots of videos, interviews, best bits, and a whole lot more. But most importantly, remember to subscribe to the Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. You get the latest episodes downloaded for free every Thursday. So make sure you search for, download, and subscribe to the Crispy Noodle Podcast on the podcast service of your choice.
That's right. And the next time we come at you with a new podcast, it'll be completely fresh. Sports Sampler, Entertainment Entree, and a new batch of the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News. Something we were talking about actually with Nena is, like, you know, during this 2 weeks, it's fun to look back over the past year, but, you know, we kind of have that craving, oh my gosh, we need to get back into the swing of things. We need to have new odd news.
Yeah.
So make sure you tune in next week so we get right back into the swing of things. And we, there you go. And Twitter's
what,
happening.
What better way to close out 2019, the stupidest timeline, than with a technical glitch?
Yes.
It's almost like nothing has changed in 330-some episodes.
Yes. Twitter happening and breaking through the soundboard. So there you go.
And we just roll with the punches.
That's right. That's what we do here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right.
We want to thank you all, you guys, for listening, whether it's been one, two, or all the episodes in 2019. Thank you guys for listening. And we hope you've enjoyed the Crispy Noodle Podcast in 2019 and in 2020.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, weird to say that, isn't it?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
That's right. So we'll see you in 2020. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Crispy Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys next year.
Next year. That's right. Later.
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.